Our sermon today is based on a reading from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 20 through 17. In those days, Hezekiah became sick and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die, you shall not recover." Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, "Remember now, O Lord, I implore you, how I have walked before you in faithfulness with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight." Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had gone out of the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him, "Turn back and say to Hezekiah, prince of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal you. On the third day, you shall go up to the house of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." Then Isaiah said, "Bring a lump of figs. Let them take it and apply it to the boil so that he may recover." Thank you, God, for curing all our ills in marvelous, miraculous ways. So after a lull for Women's History Month, and before another lull as we contemplate Palm Sunday and Easter in the next 2 weeks, we're going to put on our plate another serving of our series on eating our way through the Bible. Do any of you like figs? Do you ever give a fig for figs? I've used them in cooking, but I've never just sat there watching TV and eating figs. They're just not on my radar, although I know they are quite popular in Middle Eastern countries, especially Israel. They were apparently so common that people could just walk up to a tree on the side of the road and pick a fig off and eat it, as Jesus did in the scripture the elder read. Jesus said the withering of the fig tree could be a symbol of faith. If you have faith enough, miraculous things can happen. Faith is not a figment of the imagination. Faith in a fig was at the core of the scripture we just heard from 2 Kings. It's always interesting when food is used as medicine, just as Hippocrates said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." But Hezekiah most likely never envisioned that a simple fig would be the medicine that would restore him to life. How deadly boils can be, I have no idea, but this one apparently afflicting the king of Israel was pretty serious. What saved Hezekiah? The tears he shed before God. His response to Isaiah's pronouncement that he was about to die was quite human. He didn't think he deserved to die, not then at least. Isn't obedience to and faith in God worth the reward of a long life? Isn't longevity the blessing of doing what is good in God's sight wholeheartedly and faithfully as Hezekiah had? It's right there in Deuteronomy 5:3. "Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess." Did Hezekiah quote the passage in his prayer through his tears, trying to remind God of this promise? He may have also thought about the proverb that says, "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." Why was he getting the short end of the stick? Hadn't he been good enough? Benjamin Franklin said, "A long life may not be good enough, but a good life is long enough." Hezekiah felt he had more to do. He felt he was being cut down in the prime of his life, just as he was getting started. It was a bitter fate to face. It cut him to his whole heart. And so he wept bitter tears. But before the next teardrop fell, God told the prophet Isaiah to turn around and give Hezekiah God's revised verdict: 15 more years of life. Something in Hezekiah's plea and his tears touched God's heart. Hezekiah did not specifically ask to be healed, but God decided to give Hezekiah another chance. And through a miraculous cure, a poultice made of figs. Why figs? Well, it was something simple and innocuous, something unexpected, so the healing would indeed be seen as singular and outstanding and absolutely from God. Was it something in the figs that healed Hezekiah? No, it was God's own desire to show God's power in an unusual but effective and memorable way. The sign of this fig tree was that God can and often does impart healing in different and unusual ways. What if Hezekiah had said, oh, who gives a fig? What can a fig do? How can a fig heal me? Would God have healed him anyway? Possibly, if only to prove how awesome and unexpected God is. Hezekiah did show some hesitation about trusting in Isaiah's word from the Lord. He asked Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord on the third day? Isaiah said, this is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has promised. Shall the shadow advance 10 intervals or shall it retreat 10 intervals? He was talking about the shadow on the sundial, the ancient timepiece they used back in Hezekiah's day. Hezekiah answered, it's normal for the shadow to lengthen 10 intervals. Rather, let the shadow retreat 10 intervals. The prophet Isaiah cried to the Lord, and God brought the shadow back to 10 intervals. That would have been amazing to see. And 3 days later, fully cured, Hezekiah did indeed go to the temple to worship and praise God. The healing humbled him and gave him a new respect for and perspective of God. Later, he wrote an eloquent psalm of tribute and thanksgiving to God for healing him. I said, in the noontide of my days I must depart. I am consigned to the gates of Sheol for the rest of my years. I said, I shall not see the Lord in the land of the living. I shall look upon mortals no more among the inhabitants of the world. My dwelling is plucked up and removed from me like a shepherd's tent. Like a weaver, I have rolled up my life. God cuts me off from the loom. From day to night, you bring me to an end. I cry for help until morning. Like a lion, God breaks all my bones. From day to night, you bring me to an end. Like a swallow or a crane, I clamor. I moan like a dove. My eyes are weary with looking upward. Oh, Lord, I am oppressed. Be my security. But what can I say? For he has spoken to me, and he himself has done it. All my sleep has fled because of the bitterness of my soul. Oh, Lord, by these things people live, and in all these is the life of my spirit. Oh, restore me to health and make me live. Surely it was for my welfare that I had great bitterness, but you have held back my life from the pit of destruction. For you have cast all my sins behind your back. For Sheol cannot thank you. Death cannot praise you. Those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness. The living, they thank you, as I do this day. Fathers, make known to children your faithfulness. The Lord will save me, and we will sing to string instruments all the days of our lives at the house of the Lord. We can condense these lyrical words into a pithy phrase of praise. God gives a fig about our health and our well-being. Hezekiah's story proves to us literally and figuratively, it figures God would do something wonderful in answer to a sincere, heartfelt prayer. It figures God will listen to us when we cry out in despair, and God will give us an answer of peace. Learn the lesson from this fig tree, that God can use the simplest and most surprising of methods to get God's will done. God can use the most unexpected and most overlooked and most taken for granted things to point to God's promises. God can and often will post lessons in faith and trust and belief and hope right before our eyes. We have but to look up and reach out and taste and see that the Lord is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So cry like Hezekiah when you have to, pleading your case and declaring your faith in God. After you have been healed, be sure, like Hezekiah, to offer God the thanksgiving that is due when God heals you completely, totally, so you can continue to worship God and do the work God has given you to do. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for giving a fig about us, our health, our hopes, our dreams, our tears, and for showing us miracles still do happen in unexpected and wonderful ways. May we continue to serve and follow you with the hope that one day we will see you in the land of the living when you will heal all our hurts. Amen. Thank you.
along by Roman soldiers. Love could not give up the fight. They formed a cross and laid him on it, drove the nails into